Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week for our Heartbeat, you spoke about spending time with God, and you did this in a way by sharing the story of when Peter is called by Jesus. And you gave two examples in the scriptures in Matthew and then also in Luke. And the first one that you gave in Matthew, you spoke about how Jesus just said, follow me, come, to the disciples, and off they went.
I thought, how obedient. Oh, my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But I could understand, knowing Jesus myself more now, I could understand the effect of Jesus on people.
Mm.
That they would possibly just come from a follow, come and follow me. Mm. But it's still, in another way, when you think humanly, logically, you think, really? Would he really just do that?
It makes me think, like, what was it about Jesus when you're meeting him for the first time?
This aura.
Yeah, or this charisma about
love
him.
Love exuding
or
from
Or just
him.
This self-confidence in who he was that, you know, follow me, and people like, wow, I want to be drawn to that.
Can you imagine? But I also think, you know, when you look into people's eyes and you can see in many ways their heart, their soul, looking into Jesus' eyes, it'd just be love coming from it, you know?
Yeah, it's just amazing. I know, I've always thought that too. But then the example, which kind of goes into more detail, is in Luke's gospel.
Yes.
Where it tells the story of how Peter has been fishing all night and caught nothing. And then Jesus comes along and he says to Peter, well, put your net out and try again, essentially. And I like how you said how, like, Jesus came to Peter in his ordinary job, just doing his everyday thing.
Yep.
And straight away that just speaks to me of, like, well, Jesus can come to me
at any moment, any time.
In my ordinariness.
Doing ordinary things.
Yeah. And so Jesus comes to Peter and says, throw your net out. And Peter in some way objects by kind of saying, well, I've just done this all night. And hang on a second, I'm the fisherman.
Yeah.
Not you, Jesus. You know, I know what I'm doing.
Well, what Jesus was asking him to do was then, you're not going to catch any fish because you don't go into the deep water.
Mm.
And it's during the day when the fish don't come up and nibble.
Yeah.
So this is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah. But because you've asked Jesus, and probably because of that sense of, like you said, that awe about him, Peter goes, okay, well,
I'll give it a go.
You almost wonder, it doesn't say this in scripture, but if it was me being asked, right, I'd be like, well, I'll give it a go just to show you that you're wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Isn't that bad?
But, yes.
But, like, I feel like I'd have that sense of, like, rogue in me that's like, you know, to try and say, well, I told you so.
Yeah.
You know, but
of course
that's not what happens.
No, but I think that's behind what the words he actually said. That's what he was like. But, yeah, it's okay if you said so, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Like you do to your parents sometimes when you're younger. So Peter does it, and then he comes out with all these fish. And it made me think of how many times in our life does Jesus say to us to do things like that, put it out into the deep, put it during the day, the things that are not what a fisherman would do, and yet that's when God provides. Like, how often in our life does God say, do this and this, and you think, really?
Yeah.
And that's when something happens.
Miracle turns up.
Yeah. And again, based on this theme of the heartbeat, of it's because as we spend time with God, we begin to trust in him more.
Well, don't you think then, you know how that we say the wedding feast of Cana was the first miracle?
Mm.
Wasn't this one a miracle?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
But it was still early days, so they didn't quite see it as that.
Mm, mm.
They just, he did say go out, and then it's just happened.
It
fish happened to be there.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't just happen.
Yeah. And then we see, like, the story of, well, actually, before we get to the story of Peter then saying you are the Messiah, at the end of this story, we see how Peter then, because he catches all the fish, then has this moment where he's like, Jesus, I'm not worthy. Like, you don't want me as one of your disciples.
No, I am just a fisherman.
Yeah. And how often in our own lives, we can only speak for ourselves, do we, can we feel like that?
Yes.
You know, have you ever experienced with someone who you kind of admire and they're like, you know, come join me on this trip or something, and you think, oh no, you wouldn't, why would you pick me? Or maybe at work, you know, someone chooses you, oh, why would you pick me?
Yeah, I can't help you.
Yeah, but for me, when I think about God's love and one day when we come face to face with it, that feeling of, whoa, like you really will recognize your own frailty.
Yes.
And we've also already in our human experience have those encounters with God when we come to know who he is. We recognize that frailty in us, and that's one of these moments that Peter's having.
Yes.
Sometimes I have that kind of a moment when I go to reconciliation. When you experience that love and the priest says the prayer of absolution, you can feel that almost that weight of sin that lifted. You had, it's lifted. But before that moment, you feel, wow, we've got God, this pure love, and then me who's so weak.
Yes.
Like, and so that's what Peter's realizing when he's having this moment with Jesus.
Well, it's a bit like when you said behind the words, he was going, really? Oh, let me prove you right. I'll put it out. We won't catch any fish.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, I'm such a sinful man that I couldn't even believe or trust that you were going to do it.
Yes, that he couldn't believe it. Yeah. And I can say I'm exactly the same.
We're exactly the same in different circumstances.
But then we do see how, if you kept reading the scriptures from the next bit, when then we get to the story of Jesus saying to Peter, who do you say I am? And he says, I'm the Messiah. It has come from that spending time with Jesus, from witnessing all the miracles that he does, for the way that he would have seen Jesus treat people.
Yes.
So over time he's going, this is the Messiah.
This truly is the Son of the living God.
And the more we spend time with God,
yes,
particularly we do that through our prayer, then we can begin to see those things in our own lives. We begin to see, well, when God asks me to throw something into the deep,
that we're then more likely to do it.
Yes. Well, that's right. We're more likely to do it because we did it once. We thought it wasn't going to work. And then it did.
God came through.
And then we go, oh,
okay,
I can trust this again. Yes. And you're right. We keep to trust and keep going again. The other thing, I wrote down things like, when we spend time with God, our trust builds. Our understanding grows, our awe increases in what God can do.
Because we recognize his holiness even more.
Yeah, and then love increases because our love for him increases, our love for other people increases. Because as we read in the scripture, because God first loved us, that's why we can love others. And we only get that by spending more time with God.
I think we love others too more though when we... because we understand our own frailness, our weakness, and we go, we're all in the same boat. We're all the same.
Yep.
We all are frail. Might have different areas of frailty, of weaknesses. We sin maybe differently, but we all sin. We all fall short of God.
And how much more love and kindness can we give to people when we realize that? Because we give people, like God gave to us grace, we give them grace.
Yes.
So when someone's grumpy to us, okay, it's not nice to have someone be grumpy at you.
But you don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, what happened this morning?
Yeah,
or in their life in general.
Not just one day.
Yeah, the build up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have more of an understanding and an acceptance.
Mm.
It is saying like you start walking in someone else's shoes.
Mm.
God gives us this heart that expands.
Mm.
He does.
Mm.
And it's only through God and spending time with him.
Yeah. So it made me think for our weekly challenge, really it's just to continue to spend time with him. And there are so many ways. We can do it in our prayer, but many of us also would do it in Mass. Some people go to Mass once a week, but maybe you'd increase and say, well, for this challenge, I'm going to go each day this week or twice a week, or, you know, there are different times that we can spend more time with God.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully our whole life we can think of as spending time with him. But in terms of that, you know, mind dedicated focus.
And telling God, I'm going to give you this today, you know. Even if it's, if you can't get to Mass or get to do some sort of, you know, beautiful liturgy or traditional prayers or things that you like saying the rosary, but you can say the rosary anywhere. But you could say, look, I offer today, Lord, me giving this time up for my next door neighbour.
Yeah, I offer
this to you. Because we can offer anything up to the Lord as, you know, as just to say, this is a gift. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to, you know, go spend time with someone I don't normally spend time with so I can share love with them. I offer this to you, Lord.
So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week. Maybe it's challenged you. We would love to hear from you. So jump on, send us a comment. We'd love to hear what God's doing in your life and how you like to spend time with him. So we hope you enjoyed this chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.